listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagora.
Hey, how you doing on this Friday, this football Friday, wrapping it up here for the week. Looking forward to Father's Day coming up this weekend. Vic Carucci with Michael Regei, who is filling in for Nathan Zagora today. Our Ohio Business Machine's hot topics of the day. We're going to summarize our thoughts from the week of mandatory mini camp. It wrapped up yesterday, and that's it for off-season workouts for this football team until late July, till we get to right around, I think in the late 20s of the month, I want to guess thereabouts. The Browns are going to announce their official training camp schedule soon, but count on late July to be that timetable. And we're going to give you our thoughts on who stood out, what position needs work, how the progress is coming at various places, quarterback, of course, being foremost among those. You heard the thoughts of Ron Jaworski yesterday on this show, and he gave us some really good insights, I think, on how that quarterback situation shapes up. And I loved what he said about Mike Pettine, Michael, because that to me, and it wasn't just spoken as a guy who knows Michael Pettine as a NFL coach, a former defensive coordinator, and the places that Jaws had seen him in those stops, but it's the Pennsylvania connection. Ron Jaworski lives in that South Jersey, Philadelphia area, and he got to know Mike Pettine and Mike Pettine Sr. quite well from their days as high school coaches in that area, and he thinks he brings the right stuff to the table. I thought that made a resounding statement. If Browns fans, and look, is Ronnie the be-all, end-all of NFL opinion? No, he's another one out there, but it's 41 years of experience that man has around this game, and much of it as a quarterback. When he says something like that about Pettine and knows the man, it registers.
Notorious VIC, great to be with you on this Friday, first and foremost. But, yeah, and we got that from Jaws. And look, Jaws is like us. As he sat here with us, he's very energized. He's very effusive. But he has a firm belief and a passion about what he's speaking. And your question to him the other day began with Johnny Manziel. Remember, Vicky? He said, before we discuss Johnny Manziel, fellas, right, let me tell you about my relationship with the Pettine family. And I was all ears, Vic. That resonated with me. And as we've seen with regard to Mike's father and the bond there and that football foundation, I don't care whether it's Pop Warner or Pee Wee, junior high school, or up to the NFL. There's always got to be a foundation, a philosophy set forth. And I think maybe the great barometer, too, is the Browns players that we've talked to over the course of the last 3 weeks. They'll tell you, and they'll tell you how much it's resonated, Mike and his entire staff, with the belief that there's going to be an opportunity to win and be successful around here. And yeah, I think a lot of it, as Ron Jaworski pointed out, Vic, comes from that foundation he was laid. All Mike Pettine knows is being around the football team with his dad since he's been a little fella. I think that means a lot.
Well, I'll tell you what. I come into this from a place where he's setting a tone, and the right kind of tone as well. He's setting the tone of somebody who is authoritative, somebody who is tough-minded and knows how to reach and connect with players, knows how to communicate. That is a huge part of what being a really good head coach in the NFL is. I don't know what kind of head coach he's going to be. This is his first try at that, obviously, after years of being an assistant. He's been a high school head coach. This is obviously a very different world, and he knows that. Everybody knows that. But I like the way he is communicating. I like the no-nonsense approach, and then picking his spots, when to insert himself in practices, when to talk to a player or talk to a group or to express dissatisfaction or the encouragement that he would express. But he doesn't do it often. He is mostly a walk around, arms folded, that pensive look, and that look that he has, that granite face that he goes around the practice. And again, the players know he's there. They know that presence is there. And I think it's a really good way to kind of go about things because they seem to be responding to it. And this is a guy who truly only is fixated on what his thoughts are and the internal thoughts of the team. When people complain, media complain, that the quarterbacks aren't available to talk to the media this whole week, they weren't. Mm-hmm. And especially that Johnny Manziel was off limits to national and local reporters. His response to that basically was, well, yeah, it's kind of too bad, but that's how we feel we have to do it. And he didn't even flinch. It didn't. I mean, I've seen other head coaches when the media has come back, especially the media in Cleveland. You got a lot of longtime people who've covered this team who have strong opinions on what the relationship with the team should be. Some of that a function of just being around it for so long, and you start to feel like you're part of the furniture in the building. It's just natural. Yeah, I've been through this myself with other teams that, and you and I actually are part of the furniture. But to the extent,
so to speak,
to the extent that you've been around it so long and you have to get used to different ways. They've seen many a coach come and go, many a PR staff come and go, and there's just a certain way they want to see things done. And he basically took that response, that negative response, and said, yeah, guys, live with it, deal with it, because that's the way we're doing it. We think that's the right way for this team to function. This is the same guy who told the NFL no to Hard Knocks when the league, which would come in with all its clout to say, gosh, you know, Mike, we'd really like you to be the subject of Hard Knocks this year, the HBO series with your training camp this summer. He didn't want to do that. Didn't think it was right. So if you could say no to the league, you're going to say no to pretty much anybody else who proposes an idea that is counterintuitive to what you think can make your team successful. I admire, again, Mike Patton's approach to that. It's Friday, so we do a couple of things on Friday. Well, the main thing we do is the Friday forecast at 2:15. We always want your calls, by the way, at 216-578-0850. And we want your tweets at Browns underscore daily, for sure. But we want you to make sure you're with us for the Friday forecast. That'll be at 2:15. Michael Rega and I will be going through multiple topics with our producer, Jason Gibbs. We're going to have a national perspective on this team again for the second day. Yesterday it was Ron Jaworski. Today it'll be Jim Corbett from USA Today. Does an outstanding job of covering the NFL. Spent some time here in Berea at minicamp, and Jim has some good insights to this Browns team that we want to share with you. Kevin Jones, our outstanding staff writer for Browns.com, for ClevelandBrowns.com, and some amazing pieces that he has posted this week. And we'll tease you, he's got some great stuff that's coming up this weekend in conjunction with Father's Day. And Kevin's going to talk with us about that at 2:30. So a stacked show for you. We're going to hear some sound from Ben Tate, the Browns running back, in that competition with Terrence West. So we got all that going on for you as well. Again, 216-578-0850. We want to hear from you as we go through our Ohio Business Machine's hot topics of the day. Ben Tate versus Terrence West, Michael. And it looks to me that this is shaping up as a true battle. And I know the focus is going to be on quarterback for sure. It always is. But a close second is right here at running back, and maybe some might argue this may be even the more intense battle of the two.
A big part of the reason, Vic, why Terrence West was so highly coveted by Ray Farmer in this organization. And Mike Patton was with this last year specifically, yes, Mike, as the defensive coordinator. He's on the other side of the football. But, Vic, I've always – look, when you look at the Buffalo Bills running back situation – C.J. Spiller and Fred Jackson combined for over 1,800 yards on the ground with 11 touchdowns between them last year. So Mike Patton's been involved in that organization that valued running the football with the two guys that have the type of skill level to be able to do it that well and effectively. I think, yes, this is going to be, and we'll get into a little bit later on, Ben Tate and some of the things he said on the way out with regard to the running back room and how he views it. But Terrence West is a young man that has shown nothing but success in his ability to run the football and run it effectively. And again, the Browns earmarked him. This was the guy they wanted to come in to fit their system. And he and Ben Tate be that compliment. And, Vic, I've got to tell you candidly, I've felt from day one this might be more of a balanced, shared carry situation. I don't know how you feel. I don't think it's going to be Tate getting 22 totes a game and Terrence West getting six. I don't see that. I think that West is going to emerge and force himself into making sure that he's on the football field a lot and getting a lot of reps in Kyle Shanahan's system.
I agree. I do think that it's going to be very, 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 very competitive, and I think these guys will be measured probably, if not practice to practice, through this summer of training camp, but carry to carry. I think it's going to come down to that.
Sure.
And I think that will carry into, obviously, the preseason, and the measurements are going to be, you know, who is consistently more explosive, who is doing the dynamic things. And I just see something special in Terrence West that I don't see in any other running back on this football team. And I like Ben Tate. I like what Ben Tate can do. I'm glad he's on the football team. He's going to make a difference for the Browns. But I think to have a back that you would define as a true difference maker, I think that's Terrence West, or I think that he has that capability. Mm-hmm. And look, we're talking about a rookie here, but when the conversation is about running backs, it's different than any other position. It is different than quarterback and offensive linemen and linebackers, all those other spots where the Browns have drafted players, cornerback. It's very different from those. Rookie running backs generally come in, and if they're going to have any impact for you, it's right away.
Yeah.
This is as short-lived a career as any of them. The fuse is very short on these guys. Mm-hmm. So you've got to get everything you can from them right away. That's why I can foresee a Terrence West being prominent, being maybe the starter for sure, but if nothing else, the guy who could end up with even more carries than Tate in the course of the game, even if Tate is the guy out there with the first unit offense.
Yeah, I expect it to happen. Now, all of that having been said, Vic, let's not discount, and we watched Wilbert Montgomery, of course, very extensively the last couple of days, his former teammate Ron Jaworski in here. Now, there's little things called blitz pickup and being able to understand how you got to chip and help, whether it's Joe Thomas, Mitch Schwartz, or maybe one of the tight ends, as far as being able to get it blocked in the pass game.
Yep.
There also is catching the football out of the backfield. All of those things, just like Johnny Manziel and every other work he's going through, Vic, those are going to be the learning process, the learning curve. How quick do you pick it up? How quickly do you put it into effect in your play? So there's that, yes. And we'll have to see where that goes with both of them and any other running back that makes a football team, because that's part of the package. But Terrence West, Vic, he runs the football violently, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, he really does.
There's something about him. He loves contact. He loves to take on contact, and that's him. That's the way his style has developed. He was a young man that really wasn't highly thought of coming out of high school, and really had virtually no Division I offers. That's Division I, but he wound up at an FCS school at Towson after selling shoes for a while. So, look, I think he's got that kind of feel like, all right, now is where I can really make my mark. And now I could show everybody why he believes, and rightfully so, that he belongs as a top echelon NFL running back.
With Tate, you have a guy who is very comfortable understanding the scheme, this zone block outside run scheme. He did it for enough time in Houston to know it well. Now, he did not do it while Kyle Shanahan was there, the Browns offensive coordinator, but he certainly knew enough in working with Gary Kubiak to have the basics of that down.
Right.
He's a very confident player. He was a player who, with Arian Foster, felt that he was unfairly in a shadow and should have gotten more time in the spotlight. And once he signed with the Browns, he was relishing this opportunity. Now, that all said, he also has to understand that you don't just earn the spot by getting the free agent deal. And I think this has been a message that came through. Remember, he signed before this team drafted Terrence West. And once West was drafted, that got his attention in a big way. I know that. I know he had his discussions with Wilbert Montgomery and the Browns staff in general to say, okay, you're bringing this guy in here as a draft pick. You signed me as a free agent. This is going to be competitive. And their answer is, yes, it's going to be competitive. Mm-hmm. So show us on a daily basis what you've got. and we want to see it. We want to see how much you want this. And the same message is there for Terrence West. He's got Ben Tate to look at, a guy who's already done it in the National Football League. This kid hasn't had one NFL snap. But there is a naturalness to his style. You talked about Tate's running violently, and as violently as you can run when nobody's making contact with you. Right, you sense that. I know what you mean, though, because it's explosive.
His, seeking he's out a contact. Big, maybe I'll. How about if I say it that way?
No, I like
violently. He's not afraid to seek out contact.
I'm sticking with violently. Okay. I love that adjective because he's a big, thick, strong guy,
he
Michael,
is.
Who we can see moves. And the ideal combination at almost any position in this game, but particularly running back, is big, strong guy who can be fast, who can explode. He's got all that. And plus, he's got instinctiveness. He can feel when tacklers are around him, how he lifts those feet and legs a little higher off the ground to make sure no one's going to ankle tackle him. I mean, he's got all of that going on. And it's so impressive. It's been fun to watch him play and participate. And, you know, we talk about a couple of guys who stand out in our mind. It's been so easy to talk about Baby Hawk, Andrew Hawkins, making those explosive catches and the fast running he does in the open field. But right after that, it's been Terrence West's running that has caught our eye. Yeah, I saw him drop a pass yesterday, and, you know, I looked to the guy next to me, or one of the Brown staffers, and we were kind of looking at each other. And he said, got to catch that one. You know, those are just what you said. Wilbert Montgomery, Mike Pettine, those little things are big things. Catch a pass in practice. Don't drop the easy one. Johnny Manziel put it right on his hands.
That's right.
And those blitz pickups. Make sure you're blocking. So.
Yeah, there's no question about all of that. So this is going to be an evolvement, as we said, and it'll be interesting to see then. And these two are going to be at the forefront of it, Ben Tate and also Terrence West. And I like the fact, Vic, that you pointed out that, look, Ben Tate, he's got that edge. Ben Tate made the statement yesterday about there's nobody in this room that scares me.
Yeah, well,
that's fine.
Good.
Hey,
that's
gamesmanship, good. Right? Hey, game on. Guys are trying to earn reps and earn carries, and that's great. And if that's the way Ben Tate feels that way, that's terrific. And he's going to get his opportunity to go out and make sure that whether it's in his mind or on the depth chart, that he is the guy. But we're letting you know that in that room there, I think, Vic, as I said again, I'm as excited about the complement, the core of running backs that's in that room right now as we've been in a long, long time.
Going back
to just before you got here and after you the first time, Jamal Lewis was the guy for a couple of years.
I remember that well.
And that was fine. But listen, this running back squadron has got a chance to, I think, do some big things in this offense.
They're going to have to if this offense is going to do anything. It's going to have to start right there. I think that's the clearest point we could make about this rushing attack. All right, we're going to hear some sound from Ben Tate next. And also from Terrence West, we got that. And Michael Regai and I will comment on it on this Football Friday of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Stick around, much more ahead on ESPN 850 WKNR.